You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful but rainy Monday, October 20, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cadaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because there were idiotic but peaceful protests over the weekend. We're broadcasting for those and honoring the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we will honor today, thanks to our man John Basiliga and one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, like Carmen, Sandy, Santa Ciro, Dunmore, Albert Liberatore, Scranton, John Zavada, Wilkes-Barre, Walter Soa, Shaytown, and Nanticoke, Robert Ludwikowski, South Scranton, and James Benny, Muzik. Veterans we've lost, but celebrate today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers who understood that government could not be, should not be, shall not be, is not to be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things. But is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Yeah, they do all of that, don't they? Because it's human nature. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity in a world gone mad. Certainly a leadership class and a Democrat Party gone insane. And we're committed to that. You can bathe in it. You can luxuriate in it. You can enjoy it however you choose. We will provide it because we're committed to common sense. We just are. And so another week begins, and it's fascinating, actually. Some breaks in the Middle East ceasefire. Is there... It's almost an oxymoron, is it not? Middle East ceasefire, right? And then the government shutdown continues. And the Democrats continue. Now, here are the people protesting and screaming about Trump the king, and they're shutting the government down. Well, can you shut a king down? Like, everything they do has the seeds of their own lies within it. We've never seen anything like this. The Democrat Party leadership, and it's not just in Washington. They don't make any sense. Literally no sense. I told you in the fall, last fall, I said, well, we've never seen an entire political party run almost exclusively based upon lies. And I don't know. I mean, what do you do with these people? They're insane. And they're not getting any better. John Fetterman is the voice of reason. That's why we played him. John Kennedy, just one of the best. But we played Fetterman. I mean, he gets it. He speaks normally. And you would think that he'd be speaking for the Democrat Party and that the government would be open. Now, by the way, not that I think much of the government being closed, but now you have Democrats voting. They voted against a continuation of defense. Separate, hey, here's a defense budget to go on the continuing resolution. Just that. They voted no. The same three Democrats voting for it. Fetterman among them. And I'm thinking, these lunatics in the Pennsylvania Democrat Party are going to try to primary him. I heard talk of Matt Cartwright primarying John Fetterman in a few years. Was it 4 years away? That's like, you just say, are you people crazy? Why? Because he's made sense on the border and Israel and the budget? He's called you out on your lunacy? You're that offended? What do you do with these people? Wow. Well, those are the two big stories today. Now, I have not heard if he's ready for action on this. But we're going to have Monday musings today. I told you that sooner or later, we're going to analyze not the benefits of AI, artificial intelligence, but the benefits versus the minuses of including and placing artificial intelligence data centers here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm not getting it right now. I really am not. Now, if they could provide their own power plant, which would obviously have their own power supply, and their own water to cool the ultra heating computers that are used. But beyond that, they shouldn't be on our grid and they shouldn't be tapping our power because it's going to drive prices up. And there ain't that many jobs at a data center. Yeah, there's construction jobs. Yes, there's all kinds of money spent. But the thing that I want to remind you of, and this area should be aware of it more than any place else in the country. Everybody remembers the fiber optic. That craze. What was it, in the 90s? Maybe the early 2000s. And everything was going fiber optic. And Corning, and we had a great leader of Corning who was from the Abingtons originally, and he said, oh, let's go to Benton, Lackawanna County, and take the old Grumman plant and turn it into a place to make fiber optic. And so they pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into this plant. They got nearly finished. They started to hire. They were going to hire thousands. And the whole thing collapsed. It had been so overbuilt and so overinvested. Well, the same thing, I'm going to guarantee you, is going to happen with these data centers. There are going to be too many. And we had, very interesting, and I did save it, two of our great listeners sent me information, and another group of people who say, you don't need these massive data centers. You don't need them, period. It could be done in many other ways without using all this massive amounts of energy and water. So that's one of the things we're going to explore. And, of course, we got Chet Parlavecchio on the NFL and college over the weekend. It was quite a – I watched football yesterday. I did. I watched the Eagles. Oh, and my heart broke for the Giants. I told you, the head coach played football at the University of Rochester where I played, so I'm really rooting for him to keep his job. And they just had what a tough loss again. A great weekend. I hope you guys had one too. Friday night was over at my son's house, his daughter, my granddaughter, with her birthday party. She's three. And then I didn't go out Saturday, just hung around with Cutie and her daughter with Gabby. And then on Sunday, we had a couple of the grandchildren over again. Had a nice afternoon. It was just a great weekend. Not going out is fine by me. When I go out, I love to go to my Basiliga hospitality places. But not going out is almost as much fun, especially when you're with your grandchildren. All three of them on Friday and all four of them on Friday and three of them on Sunday. So a good weekend. And I got my phone back. I got a phone. We really weren't fully operational. I had to go to the Verizon store. You got to go to Dixon City. I tried to go to Dunmore and it was just a nightmare. It's much more convenient to me, but it was a nightmare. And we had this great woman up at, young woman, straightened everything out up at Dixon City. And I got sign on, but the saga continues because now I have to do something with Find My Phone. And who remembers all your codes and passwords? It's ridiculous. So I've got to find a password or come up with a password or something to get rid of some kind of Find Me thing so that they don't charge me an extra $300, which I will never pay, I promise. So let's see what happens. But I've got a phone. It's pretty much fully functional. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. It's a Monday. The Club for Common Sense is in order, ready for action, ready to fulfill your every need. We'll be back. I just had to hear more of that. Harry Belafonte. Now, this is a guy, if you followed him later in his career, he had a sort of a political career, at least as a commentator and leader, civil rights leader. Harry Belafonte, you would think, oh, he's one of the most eloquent people ever. But the Banana Boat song, Deo, this date, 1955, he recorded that hit. Sort of not in keeping with who he was, or at least later, appeared to be. All right, and of course, the Louisiana Purchase, which really launched, as soon as we did the Louisiana Purchase, which was an amazing bargain, Thomas Jefferson, we started to think Manifest Destiny, which was coast to coast. And we got there, 50 years later, 60 years later? So the Louisiana Purchase, big deal for the United States to become what it became. I always say this about our founding fathers, and we say it every morning when we begin the program. They were amazing. They were irreplaceable. The things they did were just astonishing. And you have sick goofballs trying to shelve them for one reason or another. Most of them invented. Quite astonishing what they did. They created the greatest nation in the history of the planet. And not, it's not even close. But they're reviled by the scum and slime that is the left. It's remarkable. Anyway. Somebody said, good morning and greetings, Bob, ALTS. Can you explain why the mentally incompetent left are attempting to place the release of the Epstein files on Trump when Biden, Merrick Garland, and the Dems had all the files? I know. It's what they do. It's all they have. Now, Trump made the mistake, and he makes a lot of mistakes in form. They promised something big. Remember that they brought the conservative influencers in and gave them those binders and said, here's the start. Why did you do that if you didn't have anything great to follow up with? I think they actually thought there was amazing stuff there and found out there wasn't. And it's just a hodgepodge. And then two Democrat-appointed judges said, we're not releasing the grand jury transcripts. And that's probably a wise decision, whether I like it or not. And yet, again, there was this one complete jackass. I'm going to the liquor store up on Meadow Avenue in Scranton. And this jackass is standing there with a sign, Trump lied, high prices. Well, number one, you're not at the supermarket, dummy. he wasn't even the right place to sue. And I'm driving out, and I don't feel good about this, but it's what happened. I'm driving out, and I'm going, man, I want to yell out to him. I'm driving around with Chauncey. So Chauncey's looking at the guy with the sign. The guy with the sign's looking back at Chauncey. And I'm ready to say, hey, where were you with that sign when Biden was screwing us? When the Democrat policies and the Green New Deal were screwing us? Where were you? And then I realized, number one, he's getting paid by either one of the public service unions or one of the dark money sources. So he's getting paid. So, I mean, hey, if that's what you do for a living, I don't like it, but so what? And the second thing was, I figured if he's not a true believer and he's just out there because he's getting paid, well, what am I bothering him? What am I arguing with him? And then I also realized, what are you arguing with? You know that deal. Never argue with a fool, lest bypassers.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Can't tell the difference. And I just gave him the finger. I couldn't help it. It was just so stupid. Like, listen, again, my only hope was that he was completely ignorant of all the issues, which I guess he'd have to be to carry that sign either way, and that, and he was getting paid, and hey, he needs the money. Okay, no problem. I really don't have a problem with that. And I don't know. They had the No Kings over the weekend. They exaggerated the crowds everywhere, the media did. And what do you do here? You know? Like, what's the matter with you people? Everything you're doing is based on lies. How could you be that willfully ignorant? Because I'm of the belief that very few people are actually stupid. They convince themselves of things that aren't true. They base their lives and their beliefs upon it, and then their little egos won't allow them to adapt when the truth is slapping them in the face. And that's all the jackasses. I saw them go into their protest. If you went to the No Kings protest, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know anything about what you're complaining and protesting about. Literally nothing. Sad. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Kunrow, WILK, we're going to come back with a completely different category of people, our veterans and their tribute after this. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by a super patriot, John Basiliga, and his great family of companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems in Jessup. They are one of the largest and most successful commercial, institutional, and industrial roofers in the entire Eastern United States. But guess what? They bring all that expertise. They could bring it to your small building or home right here in northeastern Pennsylvania because that's where they're headquartered, Eastern Roofing Systems. James Benny. We lost him October 4th. He was from Moosic. Born in that great town. He was a proud graduate of South Scranton Catholic High School. He began his career as a machinist and went on to work as a machine operator at Cascade Tissue, where he dedicated 39 years of hard work and commitment. Devoted husband, father, grandfather. He's survived by his loving wife of 48 years, Genevieve. His son, Jimmy, and his wife, his granddaughter, Gabriella. He served honorably in the National Guard and lived a life full of passion and purpose. Jim loved his 35 Ford hot rod and classic car shows with his nephew, Eddie. He was an avid outdoorsman. He loved his hunting, his fishing. But his greatest joy came from spending time with his wife, Genevieve, and his family. James Benny. Robert Ludwikowski, South Scranton. We lost him at age 82, October 2nd. He's survived by his wife of 58 years, Irene Rennie Gilgallon Ludwikowski. Robert was born in Scranton, graduate of the great Scranton Technical High School. He worked at RCA, GE, retiring from Thompson Electronics. Then he drove school buses for Cry's Bus Company. Member of the St. Teresa of Calcutta Parish, the Waldorf and the Taurus Clubs. And he served us in both the Pennsylvania National Guard and the Army Reserves. Survived by his sister, brother-in-law, his sister-in-law, Helen, and over 20 nieces, and then great nieces, great nephews, and all kinds of family. Bob and Rennie were each other's world for 58 years. They met at a stop and go in 1964, fell in love at first sight, and married 3 years later. Rennie and Bob spent every day falling in love with each other. And nothing was more important to Bob than Rennie. They spent their life traveling to all 50 states. Myrtle Beach, Europe. He loved to eat. He was at the front of every buffet line. Kind and compassionate, Robert Ludwikowski. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems in Jessup. Roy Orbison. Murph says he had the number one hit in the UK this date, 1960, with Only the Lonely. Oh, that voice. It's hauntingly beautiful. Oh, Roy Orbison. And you know, the character with the sunglasses and the whole bit, loved him. Absolutely loved him. Somebody text in, by the way, you could reach us at 570-883-0098 by call or to text. Now that Trump stopped 8 wars and we have peace, now it's no kings. The left just loves chaos instead of hard work. Yeah. I don't know who the misguided at best, these protesters. Somebody else texts in, Bob, you can never please left-wing radicals. They just love to complain about a certain issue. In the 60s and 70s, they wanted peace and to stop war. Oh, this is a continuation. And now that Trump stopped 8 wars and we have peace, now it's no kings. It's so stupid, I can't even... Man, I would love to hear from someone who would make sense about why they participated in this. Like, the entire premise is a lie. Especially with the federal government shut down. I want to know what kingdom would be shut down by the political opposite, their political opponents. Which kingdom? Name which kingdom in history was shut down by political opponents. Please, find me one. Someone else texts in, let us not forget the Founding Fathers did what they did under the threat of death, living life experiences of a tyrannical king that would kill them and their families without hesitation. The Brits were brutal. They were brutal taskmasters. And our founding fathers, most of whom were well off, risked it all for the principle of freedom and self-direction, for the principles that eventually became the United States Constitution, which is the most powerful, most beautiful, and most, at least for the moment, and most enduring document of its kind in history, ensuring freedom, and the first document ever to say, the government does not convey these rights. These are ours and cannot be taken away by the government, cannot be abridged by the government. Well, the Biden administration tried to do all of that. And as I've said to you often, and it bears repeating continually, what the left, which owns the Democrat Party, tells you is what they want to do. They want to be kings. They want to control your life completely. Everything is bizarro world with these fools. It really is. Sad, but they're not going away either because they desire control over other people more than anything in their lives. And it has benefited the vast majority of them, even though if you look throughout history and throughout the geopolitical landscape today, it has destroyed more lives. And certainly destroyed the lives of the vast majority of people any place these kind of clowns were in charge. Now, all we have to do is vote. The people we salute every day and are proud of had to fight, risk death. And thank God for them. We've only got to vote. And convince those who are reasonable to do the same. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Bobby Boris Pickett. Murph tells us he had the number one hit this date, 1962, with that great song, Monster Mash. I am not a Halloween person. I couldn't care less about it because I don't care about it. But it's forced upon us, and here we are. By the way, Cutie and I were talking yesterday, maybe the day before, and I said, isn't it sad that the Culkin house, the holiday house, won't be there? Because I actually forgot about their Halloween display because I was lamenting Christmas. A little early to lament, but yeah, that's that great house on Music Street that, I mean, thousands would go there every year just to check it out. Good stuff, but anyway, we lost that great veteran. We had a tribute to him a couple of weeks ago. But anyway, Murph says Monster Mash, this date, 1962. Number one song in the country. So my friend Patrick, I told you he sent me this, and it's a song from Al Jolson. It's Jolson and Cagney is how he wrote it down here for me. And it said, if you don't like the way that we do things today in the good old USA, if there's more liberties overseas, you don't have to say. If you don't give a hoot for the flag we salute, if you can't sing our nation's song, if you can't be true to the red, white, and blue, then go back where you belong. That's simple enough. These protesters, I'm telling you. But Douglas MacArthur, this date, 1944, Jake played the history. Yeah, he came ashore at Leyte in the Philippines 2.5 years after saying, I shall return. My friend Mark Mayer, you know him as executive producer of this program, he said he's going to a wake for his friend James Corbett, who was a regular at the Brick, and it's at the Malvern Funeral Home, and another great, and this was a Vietnam veteran, he was in country, lost him October 15th, and the whole package, IBEW, the International Brother of Electrical Workers, Local 25 out there, in Long Island. Oh, jeez. He even mentions in his thing he loved cheering on Notre Dame or enjoying a cold Budweiser with friends at the Brick Cafe. One of the great landmarks out there on Long Island. But James Corbett, God bless. God bless the family. And thanks for passing that veteran's name along to us, Mark Mayer. So, we're headed towards the top of the hour and excited to do so because we've got on the other side of the news, we've got Monday Musings, which I love. A couple other texts just to get to. Somebody said, good morning, I'm working on the story of my father, a veteran who passed away. I could use the gentleman on the air now. He's talking about me. Thanks. P.S. My father was a diehard fan of the Full Wheel Crew. All right. And here's what you do. If you've got a veteran's tribute, you can mail it here, if you are a snail mail person as I am, to Route 3 WILK, Bob Cordaro, Cordaro, Route 315, Pittston Township. Jake, what is it, 18640? 18640. So you can snail mail it that way or email it to me at robert.cordaro, Cordaro, at Audacy, AUDACY.com. And we'll do it. I'll communicate with you via email and we'll get it done on the hour and day that you want it done. And hopefully you or a family member could call in to talk about our deceased veteran. I just love that when we get to do those kind of special tributes. We'll do all of that. Hey, I've got to use my Bacardo Jewelers watch, and if you're on live stream, I not only have my Bacardo Jewelers watch on, but I have my Charlie Lives regarding Charlie Kirk T-shirt on today. I think I'm going to wear that once a week. Along and then wear my DPW shirts once a week, and that only means I only have three decisions to make during the week. See, makes things simple. By the way, did you guys get up? I hate getting up in the dark. I thought I overslept. It was 6:50. Chauncey had got me up at 1:15 and then again at 3:30. And I thought it was 4 a.m. when, and then I looked at the clock, says 6:50. And I don't like this one bit. I don't like getting up that in the dark. I just don't like it. And I said to myself, many of you remember the commercial, time to make the donuts, time to make the donuts. I don't know how the morning people do it. I just don't know. Anyway, we've got to go to the news with Brian Hughes. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:02 and change. But we've got to mention to you this great Bicardo Jewelers store. The best in jewelry, the best in prices, the best in selection. But when it comes to watches, there's no one close. Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, and more. Amazing. And I love my Bicardo Jewelers watch. We'll take a break and be back. We'll be back with John Perullo, Monday Musings, after the news.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.